number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday, live at the Marker Key West, our final day. We've got a bunch of folks out here by the pool. Dr. Crane has made friends with everybody and is talking to folks, so it's been a good time. And we have really appreciated them having us this week.
It is a Tennessee takeover down here at the Marker Key West Harbor Resort. Really thank to Junior and Anthony for the that the band going to turn the music down. Love that band.
The band's just playing.
Get the band going. Yeah, man. Go, band. Yeah, nah, 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 nah. Somebody check on David James in the room. Hey, David.
Hey, David. Are we even on?
I don't know. David, are you there? Hello, David.
There it is.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, we had some difficulties getting other shows going, so sorry, guys, about
that's
that.
That's okay. You're good. David, that's you're okay. Do well, buddy. Thank you, brother. Our stay at the Marker Key West Harbor Resort. Thank you to Anthony and Junior down here who have been such great hosts. It's a Tennessee takeover here at the Marker Key West Harbor Resort. If you want to go there, the information, markerkeywest.com. Look, if you now, they gave us a deal through our show. It's 20% off their best available rates. If you come and book now at the markerkeywest.com, use the group code ESPN, and you get 20% off. It's wonderful. Again, so thank you to the Marker Key West. Also, thank you to our partners down here, Reunion Township at 109, City Limits Apartments, reunion township.com, City Limits Apartments down in Spring Hill, Live at City Limits, the website. Also to the Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon. Belinda, thank you for being a great partner with us. And to the Nashville Cats as well. All the information for the Nashville Cats, great merchandise available, nashvillecats.com. We really appreciate everybody being a partner with us, not only on our show, but at Cromwell Media, 102.5 The Game. We love you guys, so thank you for everything.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for sure. Today is the last day that the penny is being minted.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
I had no idea.
Yep. It was, I guess they've looked at it from an economic standpoint, that it just doesn't make physical sense anymore to produce the penny.
Doesn't it cost more than a penny to make a penny?
Yes. It costs 37 cents to make a penny.
We got common sense coming back in the world. Yep. I like this.
So it just
so today's the last day. So the pennies will be sort of like, hey, thanks for all you do. Take care.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
Actually, it costs 3.69 cents to make.
So not 37 cents.
Yeah. So
36.9 cents?
No, 3.69.
Okay. So every penny, it takes three to make one. All right. Well.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Well, I did not know that. I'd not seen that anywhere.
So this was President Donald Trump ordered the Treasury Department back in February to stop minting pennies. His argument was that pennies cost more to mint than they are worth. Echoed a recommendation from Elon Musk in January. To put an end to the penny, because producing 4.5 billion pennies in fiscal year 2023 cost taxpayers more than $179 million.
Again, common sense.
There's no argument there.
Welcome back. Oh, so, that's great. Oh, man, the penny.
Yep, so the penny is gone. So hang on to a penny for your thoughts.
Like, when I get change back now, I'm like, oh, man, I don't want change. You got the penny running around and all that. So, yeah, that's great. I know people like to collect a lot of coins and things, and so keep a couple pennies around. Now, is that made with all copper? Is that what that is? I mean, is part of that?
Yeah,
I should know more about this, and I don't.
This is what Army is going to wear in the Army-Navy game.
Was it gothic?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I like the helmet, though. The silver helmets are kind of bad.
Have we gone overboard with these jerseys and uniforms?
100%.
Okay, thank you.
We did that a long time ago.
Thank you. I thought so, too, as well. Yeah, and that's the thing is that, I mean, they're cute and cool and all that, but some have just got, I mean, I think Oregon started this nonsense, and it's like, Shane, we're trying to keep up with Oregon. You're not going to keep up with Oregon, not with Phil Knight being there and the money pumped in there, but I think some of these are, like, I thought when Vandy beat, was it LSU? They had the classic style, or was it Missouri? I forget. It looked really good. I like that. You know, and the Vols and black uniforms, give me the orange all day long, because orange uniforms really piss off the rest of the SEC.
Yeah.
They just like, that stupid orange up there, it pisses off, and I love it. So wear orange all the time. And there's a reason Alabama hasn't gotten cute with all this, because it's iconic, legendary colors to do that. And Florida did the helmets with a big F on the side.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just give me the Gators. That's badass right there.
Well, the F, I think, is old school.
It is.
Yeah. I mean, I think they used to do that.
I'm not a fan of that, but nobody asked me.
Well, they're not a fan of you, so.
But, like, the Ole Miss one that'll never come back, Colonel Reb.
Yeah.
He's retired. And I understand that. He's not going to come back. But that was really
cool. Wandering the Grove.
He's wandering the Grove like that. But the baby blue Ole Miss, the script Ole Miss is really good. LSU. I mean, the white and the yellow helmets.
Yeah. I like the white helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so cool.
Really good like that.
Also, I guess when we're flying back tonight, we might be able to see the Northern Lights.
I thought I saw them this morning.
Yeah.
Hello.
Did you?
I saw something. I saw stars. I'm not sure what it was.
So that could be fun on the flight home to do that. But
let me ask you this.
Yep.
Do you think when the Titans move in 27, new uniforms?
Yeah, I think they're going to do a whole rebrand.
Thumbtack,
I think they'll still
there?
Be the no. I don't. I think new logo, just a whole new look.
I'd like to see some red.
I would like to see more red. I like the blue. I'm fine with the Columbia blue because she wants to keep that as homage to her dad and to the Oilers, and that's fine. But what I would like them to do is have a whole new uniform set with three jerseys, home, away, alt, and then do a throwback. Because I think the NFL should do a throwback weekend. But instead of throwing back to the Oilers, throw back to the Titans. To the 99
okay.
Titans.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yep,
with
I like
the,
that.
The two-tone blue. And
helmet-wise, I've seen a lot of mock-ups, AI mock-ups with helmets. And there's some that are really cool that are like a deeper shade of red with a T.
Yeah.
And they look really cool. But they won't do that because, like, it looks like Tennessee Vols, and I get all that. Yeah. But it looks nothing like the Tennessee Vols.
Yeah.
It's a T that's this.
I like the dark blue helmet, but I like a white helmet too. And then I'd be fine. I think they could pull off doing something, like, with that light blue and black.
Right.
I think that would really look cool.
Yeah, I like to see them do something. I mean, just be different, moving to a new stadium, new look and all that. Because they did that when they moved to the Nissan Stadium. In 99, they unveiled it. Who was it? It was Hendrick, Wycheck, Eddie, and Blaine, right?
Yep.
Before they did that. And that looked really cool. That was a fun day, man.
Yeah.
God, that was back in April or May.
But, I mean, you could do 99? Three. They let you do three helmets now.
Do they?
Yeah. So you could do a red, white, and blue if you wanted to.
Okay.
They finally – I don't know why they were so against that. But –
I don't know. They should do it just because it's a new start, new everything. The move, are the Bills? Weren't the Bills doing something?
Would you like that? Somebody just sent
love it.
Sent that. I think that's kind of cool.
Love it. That's so you got a T, basically a sword.
It's and the then, sword. It's the sword logo with the oil derrick mixed into it, the TriStar, and everything is Oilers colors.
Who that is? I really like.
I love the red face mask. See, I don't think red should be the dominant color, but definitely be an accent.
I like that.
Yeah,
I don't think a lot of people would like that look because the powder blue with the stripe down the middle reminds you too much of the Oilers.
Yeah, but I think it's a cool look. I think you mix old with new.
God, I hope she gets help picking this out. I don't think she can pick this out either. Oh my goodness.
No. I mean, I don't like the current uniform set.
Me neither.
I don't think it looks. I think they were trying too hard to be futuristic and listening to Nike and all this stuff. And now you're seeing, like, most teams kind of go back.
Would you let them have four different helmet mock-ups, let the fans pick it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't because remember when they were naming that submarine and they named it McBody, McFace or something? People got to vote on it. People got to vote on a submarine or something, and they named it the most obnoxious, dumb name ever. I don't think you need to leave hands like that. Things like that in the hands of the people.
Yeah, that's fair.
What was that you just pulled up? Was that a helmet?
Somebody said, somebody texted and said, that blue with the white string really stands out, and it's a garbage bag.
I love that. Oh, man.
That is fantastic. 615-737-1025. We'll come back with more live from The Marker Key West having a good time on our final day here on
Chase and Big Joe 102.5, the game here on this Wednesday.
A little dirty laundry bringing us back.
Sounds good. A lot of response today. Our question of the day is, where would you love your ashes to be spread? It's not a morbid thing. We're wondering. We saw years ago somebody got broke into Jordan-Hare Stadium, had their ashes spread on the 50-yard line. Somebody did that at Neyland Stadium as well. Where would you like your ashes to be spread? I said earlier, give me the middle of Duval Street in Key West, and then give me the 50-yard line at McGavick High School. Places that are really special to me that I love. And we had some really, really good ones early. Even some smart-ass ones that we love, too, as well. So 615-737-1025.
I said turn four at the beach, Daytona International Speedway. A little bit on the farm back at home. And then just off in the harbor here in Key West.
Off in the harbor. Do it right there. There's some place that makes you happy to do that and to spread the ashes and let your family know what you want to do. I mean, there's not a wrong answer. Some of the answers earlier were golf courses, farms, places around where you'd like that to be done. But
sure.
I don't know, man. It's just something to think about because it turns out to be just a beautiful day here. It's going to be beautiful back in Nashville when we get back. But it's just I don't know, man. Just places that make you really, really happy. The other question I have is, like, what's your perfect spot on Earth? You know, your perfect spot.
I think we're in yours.
Yeah, right? And it turned into your ashes just spread out wherever you want it to be when you say goodbye. When the good Lord calls you home.
Yeah. A couple of people replying to our uniform discussions. here's one for the Titans.
Oh, that is fantastic. A bunch of clowns.
That's pretty good. 5604, and then another one with this is the logo, with a dumpster on fire.
Oh, that is so good and quick to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Good.
Yeah, I think they'll change. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll leak it a little bit and show you what you got to do. But I totally think a new tie, uniform change. I mean, you got to start. Just that's a new beginning. That's a new everything. So might as well have new uniforms there.
4657, Texas J says, growing up in Houston and being an Oilers Titans fan for 40-plus years, I wish they could find something that would still incorporate the Oilers tradition. Doesn't have to be the main colors, but anything would be great. I think that's maybe the – either your uniform set, which – they've gone back to that Columbia blue. That's the primary color now. So you do that. I love the helmet that's the red, white, and blue. I mean, that'd be cool.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think the Oilers, when they moved here, should have left that in Houston like the Browns did?
Probably looking back on it now. I mean, yes, because if you look at, like, the Winnipeg Jets – the Arizona Coyotes gave the history of the Winnipeg Jets back to the Jets, which was a different franchise.
Right.
The Arizona Coyotes have been left in Arizona, so Utah's an expansion team.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, I think iconic. The difference is, like, a lot of times a team gets moved because they get sold. That's why I think Bud Adams is having such a hard time getting in the Hall of Fame, because he moved the team.
Is Jim Irsay, or not Jim, what's Jim Irsay's dad's name? Robert Irsay.
Yeah.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
I don't think
I mean, he moved
so.
The, I mean, he, what he did, well, I mean, moved he the moved Colts him. In the dark of the night to Indianapolis to do that. And
yeah.
So I don't know if he's in the Hall of Fame or not. But, I mean, that's more egregious, and if you want to use that for moving a franchise, than it was anything else.
He is not.
He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Should Jim be in the Hall of Fame?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, he's been – like, he's been one of the owners that I think has helped move the NFL, you know, forward.
You're going to hate this. You know who – it's not an owner thing, but you know who I think does not belong in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Bill Cowher.
Yeah?
I had a real problem. This is me. Of Bill Cowher being in the Hall of Fame. He won one Super Bowl.
Yep.
So if that's a qualification – and he won a bunch of games. I get all that. So that qualification, if he won one Super Bowl, then Gruden should be in the Hall of Fame. Then guys who've won one Super Bowl should be in the Hall of Fame. Just because you own a team doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame. I don't think you deserve, because you own a football team, you get in the Hall of Fame. Not at all. And so, you know, the question is, will Bud Adams – I think Bud should get in because of what he did with the AFL and everything that happened after that. Kept a few things afloat, and John McClain's talked about that. But I just think that we all too often like, put him in the Hall of Fame, put him in the Hall of Fame. I think some people don't – shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Can I change – I want to change something. Do on whatever. Ashes.
Yeah.
Space.
Space?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to go into space. Like Gene Roddenberry.
Okay, how are you going to do this?
I don't know. I mean, I figured by the time I'm gone, you know, it'll be easier.
Can Ricky and I shoot a rocket off of your property? Up, straight up. And there goes Chase.
I like how you're assuming that you and Ricky are going to outlive me.
Our luck, that thing would go up and come straight back down and hit us. Like, damn it.
God, I'd be like, hey, boys. Nice of you to join me.
Couldn't even get rid of him for a little bit. Goddammit. You can always change your mind, yeah.
Yeah. Adam in Portland wants to weigh in on whatever we're talking about. Adam, what's up?
Well, I'd always had the plan of, like, taking a really hot day, and I tell my kids, like, make it a really hot day, go to the top of Nissan, Adelphia, LP, whatever you call it, and throw my ashes off so that way I really affect the game. But you got to scream, that's my dad. But now that they're closing in the stadium, it's not going to affect them. It's not going to be the same thing. So now I'm like, just put me, because we got a man cave and the economy's so bad that I don't think they're ever going to be able to own a home. So I'm like, y'all just put me in my man cave and live together and have that up on like a mantle in my man cave so I can watch football in there forever. And I would be fine with that.
Oh, that's great. Good one, buddy. I like that.
That's a good one. I think my favorite is the episode of The Simpsons where Homer thinks he's going to die because he ate the fish.
Yeah, the blowfish.
And he and Marge are, like, sitting there talking, and Marge is – or Homer goes, now, Marge, you know, after I'm gone, I know you're going to be lonely. And she's like, oh, Homer, I could never find another. And he goes, darn tootin', that's why I want you to have me stuffed and placed on the couch as a constant reminder of our marriage.
Dylan has a good – I want my ashes buried on my property and then for an apple tree to be planted on top of me so I can forever provide for my family.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dylan, you're getting us good right now. Tommy, spread me on the highest mountain in Colorado, snow and the rest in Lake McDonald in Montana since I've never been. You got it, pal.
Jonah says, I want my ashes to be frozen into the ice at Centennial Sportsplex where I grew up playing hockey.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
These are all places that are special and memorable for you to do that with that. And a lot of these have, like, a little sports things with that, like, because there are a lot of things, you know, you people grow up with their dad or grandpa going to a certain game. I'm surprised we even got more, like, Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
A lot of people grew up watching
like on
the Braves.
Pitcher's mound at Truist or
somewhere,
yeah.
Or the parking lot where – what's the remaining from Fulton County? Anything remaining?
Yeah, the parking lot. I mean, because where Georgia State plays, the parking lot still got the wall where Henry hit the home run.
It's like home plate, like, marked off of the parking lot? Okay.
The whole infield is.
I like that. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, the whole infield is. So that's what was kind of cool. Oh, at the Mall of America – I think one of the entrances, they have home plate of the old Veterans Stadium or whatever in Minnesota.
Yep, and Milwaukee County's got the – out in their parking lot's got, like, the plate or home plate or something out there as well.
Yeah,
those are cool to be – ironic. Would you please leave us alone, if you don't mind? Our esteemed producer, Dr. Crane.
You're fine.
Are you casting for a movie or something? Because we think you are.
Dude, you're getting burnt. That's what she said. Oh, boy.
Running for alderman of Key West.
He's doing
Nick
something.
Nick Frazier. You're going to make naps mandatory? Is that part of your platform?
No.
Afternoon naps?
Everybody should work. That's what
it Everybody should work. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Captain I like it. The caps. This is the best part of the whole trip. Isn't
it not? Yeah.
If you're watching on the stream, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, if you are, please. Oh, man.
615-737-1025. Our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll have more coming from the marker here in Key West, Florida. Chasing Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. We're live at the marker Key West, wrapping up our time here. Chase, Big Joe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier's put a shirt on, so that's been nice.
It is really nice. Yeah, really thankful to the marker Key West. Harbor Resort, they've been really good for us. If you'd like to come down here and look, they give, because of us and because we love our listeners, 20% off their best available rate. If you go book right now, use the group code ESPN, you get 20% off. We're two blocks from Duval Street. You don't need to rent a car. You can Uber to the hotel, walk. We're already saving you money because we love our listeners so much, and we always appreciate the support. So the markerkeywest.com.
615-737-1025. 4625 says, wearing the throwback Oiler uniforms is so stupid. We are not the Oilers anymore. We're not the Oilers any more than Baltimore or the Colts. You don't see Baltimore doing that. Get over it. The present Titans uniforms are cool. Leave it alone.
Good. That's a good point. I will not argue that at all. Yep. You're right.
Guys, if you've not tried this, you need to Kermit's Key Lime Pie Shop. Get a slice of frozen key lime pie on a stick dipped in dark chocolate. It's so good.
It's literally right behind the hotel, the resort here. We'll do that. Dr. Crane got him some key. He was great. We put him in his big booster seat, and it was like, don't spill it on you. And, of course, he put his fingers in there and got the meringue all over him. Meringue, right? Meringue. Got the meringue all over him, but adorable doing that. Had a good time with all that. Good times.
Yep. We have tried tried a lot of different places around here in Key West, so it has been fun. Kind of revisiting the college football playoff rankings that came out earlier. Vanderbilt is 14th in that, so they're not currently in the college football playoff, but a lot of stuff is going to change before the end of the year. If they just went out, then I'd say they got a pretty good shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go, and again, we talked earlier, if you are a Vanderbilt fan, you want Georgia to beat Texas on Saturday. You should become the biggest Kirby Smart fan on Saturday and want Georgia to beat Texas because that knocks them out. They're done. Goodbye. Three losses. Hello. Take care. So any of those teams that are like 8, 9, 10, 11, you want gone. And then you need Utah to get beat as well. Utah to drop one, and then you're sitting there. But I think if Vandy wins out at 10-2, they're in. And they might need a little help here and there. But, I mean, 10-2. You're not going to argue with that, but it's 10-2.
No, you're not. sorry, I was trying to look something.
Sorry, man.
We got a couple of interesting games on Friday this week. Clemson at Louisville.
Ooh.
Which Clemson sucks, but Louisville.
What's Clemson's record?
4-5.
Oh, man.
Louisville 7-2. They're only a 3.5-point favorite at home against Clemson.
Oh, wow.
So that's an interesting one. And then later that night, Minnesota is in Eugene to take on Oregon.
Okay.
So that's kind of an intriguing game.
So, I mean, if you're Vandy, you want those teams to get beat. Root for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Oregon. I mean, the more those guys get dropped down, the better it is.
Not a ton of intriguing matchups this week. You got, I mean, Indiana hosts Wisconsin. They'll beat the brakes off of them. South Carolina's at Texas A&M. A&M should win that pretty easily.
Well, Beamer could really go a long way. I mean, I don't think he's in trouble, but that could solidify keeping him for around for a little bit longer if they could knock off A&M.
Yeah.
I don't think they can, but.
Notre Dame at Pittsburgh.
Oh,
that's
Pittsburgh.
An interesting one. Michigan goes to Northwestern. South Florida's at Navy.
It's a tough game for South Florida, man.
It is a tough game. Both 7-2. Arizona is at Cincinnati, which is a Big 12 matchup, so that's an interesting one. Oklahoma, Alabama. That should be a good game in Tuscaloosa.
And, again, if you're a Vandy fan, you want Alabama to beat Oklahoma and get them out of there because they're ranked higher than you are right now. So get them out.
NC State is at Miami. Iowa-USC is kind of intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, USC is played good at times this year, but still.
How about this one? Virginia at Duke. Duke is a 3.5-point favorite.
It's a big game. Duke is Virginia got beat by Wake Forest last week, right? Yeah. So, ACC, man, it's just
it doesn't mean
nobody can break away.
Yeah. Guess the spread on New Mexico State at Tennessee.
35.
41.5.
Oh, man. That's a lot right there.
Florida at Ole Miss.
Spread-wise, that would be Florida at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
I thought Ole Miss was at that's Georgia Tech. Florida at Ole Miss. Ole Miss by 10.
15.5.
Okay.
Utah at Baylor, which is an interesting one. UCLA is at Ohio State. And then the game of – that's probably the game of the weekend, Texas at Georgia. Georgia is a 5.5-point favorite.
That's it?
Yep.
I think I'd load up on Georgia. I'm usually wrong. I'll preface that. I'm always
the total,
wrong with that.
The total is only 48.5, too. So they're thinking this could be a little bit more of a defensive matchup.
I know Kirby could really – I mean, I think he goes after Arch and really
too.
Tries to put them away and solidify where they are in the midst of everything. They've also got one loss, right? The Alabama game, which they probably should have won, but they didn't.
Who, Georgia?
Yeah.
Yes.
One loss, yeah.
Georgia. Yep. That is correct.
You are correct, sir. So, Vanderbilt fans, you got a lot to look forward to this weekend. If you want to keep your football team rolling and get in there and you hope Oklahoma loses Alabama and then Texas loses because they'll be dropped. That'll give Oklahoma three losses. Texas three losses. It set you up for the big showdown in 3 weeks. You just said the announcement came out that the Vandy-Tennessee game in Knoxville is sold out. And I think Tennessee fans, you can weigh on this real quick. I think you're going to lose your mind yelling at Pavia on that game day, and I think Pavia is waiting for it.
Yeah.
I really don't think you could rattle this guy. And anyway, I mean, after all, he's 40 years old, so you can't rattle him. But I think – they're going to go for what he said in the offseason about Tennessee. I think Tennessee, that crowd at Neyland on that Saturday is going to be fantastic.
615-737-1025. 1524 says a 9-3 Texas is probably still in. This is cool. I didn't know this. So 7655 says Michigan is playing Northwestern at Wrigley.
Oh, that's right.
That's cool.
So the Bears used to play games there a long time ago.
0943 talking about the Titans uniform says, no offense to the Arena League, but that's where our current uniforms belong.
Go back. If Texas goes 9-3 and Vandy beats UT at Knox, they're 10-2, and Texas gets in over Vandy.
I disagree with that.
There's a serious problem going on.
I just
on.
Think that's anti-Vanderbilt.
It's or just, get Texas on the hole because it's Texas. I will riot if that happens. I will riot if that happens. That's terrible.
I will too. Clay will as well. He'll lead the riot. Hi, Clay.
Boys, how we doing?
We're good.
I miss you guys. You know, Joe, I texted you the other day. You were sitting down there in Key West probably in shorts. And I was up here in 17-degree wind chill and snow.
Okay.
But I don't think I told you guys, but last week I actually ran into Diego. So Diego Pavia is now my boy. We're tight.
Oh, Lord.
What?
Are you tighter with him than he is with Johnny Manziel?
So, really, guys, though, if you think about it, Vanderbilt has never had a player like this in football. Would y'all agree with that? I mean, he is the best player Vanderbilt football has ever had. It's not even close.
I would agree.
Would y'all agree with that?
100%, Bubba.
Joe, you better get ready to riot because I'm hearing a lot of these so-called prognosticators saying they will take a 9-3 Texas over a 10-2 Vanderbilt. And I agree with you. I think that's a bunch of crap.
Yep. I agree, man. I totally agree.
Don't forget now, Big Joe, our little bet, our little wager on the game in Knoxville.
That's right. You said Tennessee will beat them down.
No. You've got Tennessee. I've got Vanderbilt for a dozen donuts.
That's right. Okay.
I think that's a fair bet.
So y'all just missed one of the big weeks down there in Key West. Did y'all know the last week of October, kind of the week of Halloween, is a big festival, and you got women walking around, you know, with their bodies painted and things like that. Big Joe, I think you would look good like that down there, walking around body painting.
What does that have to do with us being here in mid-November, man? No, we know there's something that's called a certain thing, but we're down here for a wholly different reason.
We've heard of that. We got to run on that, Clay. Thank you, brother.
See you, boys.
Yeah, I always enjoy Clay.
Do we, though?
Most of the time.
Right?
Seriously, we have really enjoyed our time here. Dr. Crane's done a great job with all the videos and putting that out on social media. The weather's been great. Today feels amazing, and we're going to miss it. That is for sure.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that is for sure. We may have to do one last walk down Duval before we get out of here. But coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is. And celebrity birthdays, it's Chase and Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday, wrapping things up here at the Marker in Key West. Appreciate them for having us for the last 3 days. It's been a blast. Looks like our flight is on time right now. So.
Good. Oh, you scared me.
That's good. Chase, Big Joe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier has joined us as well. David Janes, appreciate his help. Him and Parker helping out a little bit extra this week as well. We'll be back at the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And then I think Friday, are we finally back in the studio?
We're off Friday
because of the Preds play. Yeah, so Monday we're at Circa. So we'll be back at some point. I don't know.
Maybe. We'll see.
The one time I see you guys in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, something like that. But with that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays.
All right, first on the list, we have Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Nice.
A lot of people in Nashville probably eating that right now. Elizabeth Cady Stanton Day. She was a part of the 19th century women's right movement. Fancy Rat and Mouse Day. Not sure what that is.
Hey, was that Ratatouille?
I was about to say shout out to Remy and Ratatouille. Happy Hour Day. It seems like that's every hour at Key West.
It is. Yep.
Ooh, National French Dip Day. Not dipping in the pool, but the actual sandwich.
I like the French dip. You know who's got a good French dip? Arby's.
Ooh.
Do they?
And so does JBJ's.
They got the meats. All right, continuing. National Pizza with the Works except Anchovies Day. So that's everything except anchovies.
You like anchovies or you cook good pizzas?
My grandmother's a big anchovies person. I just can't do it. It's a texture thing.
Okay.
Salty. Yeah. World Pneumonia Day is today to wrap it up. So there's that. Shout out to our friends, by the way, over at the Tennessee people, Skyler, Rachel, and Cody. They're great people. They listen to the show at the bar. So
thank you, buddy.
Been pubbing you guys all day.
Thank you so much. We appreciate everything you do.
Yeah,
good job. Guys.
Time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within two. Our first birthday today. How old, Chase, you go. How old is Neil Young?
Neil Young, 81.
73.
80. Chase on the board with one. Dr. Crane, you go. Megan Mullally. She was on, Mullally was on Will and Grace.
67.
64.
67 exactly.
Wow.
Is that the same one? I guess so. I don't have time to look back up. Chase, you go. Ryan Gosling. I know he's one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Did you remember I took you and you cried at the Barbie movie?
I did. I did.
That's right.
48.
That's guy in The Notebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I barely saw that movie. Yeah, The Notebook.
44.
45. Dr. Crane's up 3-1.
Nice.
Dr. Crane, you need to go. Anne Hathaway. The Princess Diaries. How old's Anne Hathaway?
41.
39.
43. Dr. Crane's up 4-1. All you're doing is setting up Chase to come back in a big way. Chase, you get to go. Playwright actor Wallace Shawn was The Princess Bride, and he plays Rex in Toy Story. Or voices it.
77.
71. 82. Okay. Dr. Crane, you go. Booker T of Booker T and the MGs.
Ooh. 81.
82.
Shout out to Steve Cropper. He's 81. 6-1, Dr. Crane.
All right.
Chase, you get to go now. How old is singer-actor Tevin Campbell?
42.
Is he related to Glenn Campbell?
He is not.
Okay. 53.
He's 49. Didn't get that there. Okay. Dr. Green, you get to go. How old is Al Michaels?
Al Michaels.
It's a miracle.
76.
78.
81.
Wow.
Chase, how old is Greg Gagne, former baseball player?
64.
63.
64, exactly. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
6-3. Dr. Crane, Nadia Comaneci. She was a Olympic gymnast. Very popular.
Olympic?
Yeah. No, not Ozipic. Olympic.
Yes, Olympic.
Right.
60.
42.
64. Oh. Chase, you get to go. Boxer Michael Moore.
42.
40.
58. Dr. Crane, Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa. 61.
58.
57. Oh. 6-4.
Oh, no.
Chase, you get to go now. Tanya Harding. How old is Tanya Harding?
67.
58.
55. Dr. Crane, you get to go. Corey Maggette, basketball player.
Corey Maggette. 50.
51.
46. Done the last two. Chase, you get to go. Jason Day, the golfer. How old is Jason Day?
37.
34.
38. Here we go. Down to the last one. Oh, it's 6-5.
Oh, no.
Dr. Crane over Chase McCabe. And you get to go first.
Oh,
Dr.
No.
Crane, you ready?
Yeah.
How old is Russell Westbrook?
Oh, basketball player. Russell Westbrook is 34.
37.
No, no, no.
Let me just show you.
You're kidding me.
Down 6-1. Chase
That's
McCabe,
ridiculous.
Russell Westbrook is 37. He rallies off 6 straight and went 7-6. There it is.
You can't make this up, folks.
37. Look, he didn't panic. Kept it. Didn't get out of his game plan. Didn't panic, and you're all happy over there. So, Russell Westbrook,
Nicholas,
you won. Helped Chase win today, 7-6.
What a rally.
Right?
That was impressive. That really was.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great. There it is. Well done. Joe, I'll let you do the honors one more time for the marker here in Key West.
Yeah, thank you to Junior and Anthony from the Marker Key West. Again, the Marker Key West Harbor Resort, 20% off for our great listeners. Tennessee's taking over this entire place, so it's great. It's
yep.
A lot of familiar folks from back home. So just go to themarkerkeywest.com. When you do check out, use the group code ESPN, 20% off. Get this, their best available rate. Not anything else. Their best available rate for you guys. Really appreciate the Marker Key West. Also, Reunion Township at 109 and City Limits Apartments. Thank you as well for great partners. ReunionTownship.com, LiveItCityLimits.com. Check them out. Beautiful places to live. They are beautiful. To our friends at the Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon. Belinda, we tell you all the time how important you are to us, the Roxy 8 Theater in Dixon. Thank you so much. And for our good friends of the Nashville Cats, NashvilleCats.com. Exciting year in 2026. Go to MyFM Bank Arena. Put a deposit down, $26 on season tickets. Go there. It's going to be a lot of fun watching the Nashville Cats in 26. We appreciate everything. And as we leave, we're on the show all the time. Look, we appreciate you guys so much. And our message is always, if you're going through something, please reach out. Talk to someone. Please do that. We say all the time that our world's a better place because you are here. I've seen the after effects of what happens when you're not here and families are struggling forever, and I don't want that for anybody. Just let you know that you are beautiful. If you're going through anything, please, please reach out to us, talk to us. We'll talk to you anytime because your journey is absolutely beautiful. We need you here. Remember, we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming your way here in just a few minutes. And, again, we're going to be back at it. We're going to fly to Nashville by way of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Why'd you question that? Let me fly to maybe Nashville? We're going to
I haven't told you guys yet.
Oh, great.
I'm not going back.
Right.
It's like Gibbs in Alaska on NCIS. McGee's like, we got to go. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay here.
Are you going to watch it on the plane tonight and cry?
I've already watched it.
Did you cry?
No.
Oh, it was good?
Yeah, it was a little misleading. Mark Harmon was on it, but it wasn't. It was on the prequel, not on NCIS. Okay. But it was still Mark Harmon, so it was cool.
Good.
Good to see. That'll do it for us. DVD coming your way next. Peace, love, rock and roll here on 102.5 The Game.